You hear us talk about Camp Aramoni. Boy, here's an interesting business to examine on the Wintrust Business Lunch. And joining us is the owner of that camp, Jennifer Bias, who I met out that way kind of accidentally once upon a time. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. How's things at Camp Aramoni?
Oh, they're absolutely wonderful. Just wonderful. We got through the storm last night, and all the tents are still standing, and the guests are safe, and all is right with the world.
So what is Camp Aramoni? It's an example of boutique camping or glamping. How do you describe that?
We describe it boutique camping, and what it is all of the things that people love about traditional camping. For example, being in nature, family time, closeness, you know, getting away from the hustle and bustle. But then it does have all the amenities that you would find at home. So you have a king-size bed, you have a working restroom, you have air conditioning. It is a very, very comfortable way to spend time in nature.
It's not too far from Starved Rock State Park, if you're wondering geographically, about 90 minutes, say, from downtown Chicago. What got you interested in this? Are you a camper by nature?
I used to love to camp when I was younger, and I think it was back in 2016 I came across an article in a magazine that they talked about glamping, and I'm like, well, this is interesting. And so I just kind of started Googling it, and it wasn't really an industry in the United States at the time, but there was a presence in Europe. So I started thinking that, boy, this would be something that I would really like to do once I retire from my career. So I just started talking about it, thinking about it, and then got serious after I had the opportunity to go glamping and came home with all the passion and excitement that it was really going to make it happen.
So then you needed to find a place for that to happen. How did you stumble upon this old, it's actually an old brick yard, right, or brick manufacturing place?
Right. It was the Aristocrat Clay Products Company, a 19th century brickyard that operated from 1870 to 1981. And I've been born and raised in this area, and I didn't even know that this brickyard was there. So it had been abandoned for more than 30 years when we stumbled across it. And it was quite the shambles, but it was 100 acres on the beautiful Vermilion River, some of it which was... We had major cleanup to do, but down on the river where we put the campground, it was just beautiful, and it just screamed, this is the place that we're going to do this.
What an investment of time and money and hope. I mean, you had to hope that you could make it luxurious, but also preserve the nature in it, and then hope that people will come. That was kind of a gamble, wasn't it?
It was a big gamble, and my family, my husband and my son and daughter, they all kept telling me I was crazy. And I'm like, you know, jump on my crazy train because I really have a good feeling about this. And so what we did was our business plan was to, you know, preserve the past and to preserve nature. So we took everything that property was from the brickyard to, you know, when the Native Americans inhabited it hundreds of years ago. And we just kept all that history and just made it the most beautiful place. We put in over 15 acres of Illinois prairie grass and wildflowers. We put in a pond and we've stocked it. So it really is a serene, beautiful place that takes you back to nature and makes you forget about everything in the world that drives you crazy.
So this was your vision and dream, but was it hard to persuade your husband to go all in? And was this almost called Camp Alimony instead of Camp Aramoni?
Well, that's the inside joke. So yeah, it took some convincing, but he put his trust in me. And so as we, through the 7-year journey, we called it Camp Aramoni because that's what the river was called by the Native Americans, and it meant red water. And then when the French came, they renamed it Vermilion, which meant brilliant red. So we called it Camp Aramoni, and as we got into it, it turned in from Camp Aramoni to Camp All My Money. And then towards the end of it, when we were striving to get through COVID and get the doors open for this huge wedding that we were going to have, it almost turned into Camp Alimony.
Yes. Well, so describe it for us then. I've been there, but it's a series of these safari-style tents, the likes of which my words don't do justice. It's They're platformed cabin tent things. Tell us about the facility.
Okay, so down in the campground, we have 11 safari tents that were manufactured for us for Camp Arimony in South Africa. And they are they're different sizes, so they're anywhere from 420 square feet to 640 square feet. And they all have their own deck on a platform. Each tent has its own fire pit, and they're spaced a generous amount away from each other, so you have your privacy. And every night we come and we light your fire, and we make our own homemade s'mores on site in our kitchen, and we just tend to your every need. We have a restaurant on site that is specifically for the campers. So in your stay, it includes breakfast off a menu and dinner off a menu. And then there's a whole list of amenities that that we offer for the guests as well.
Yeah. Well, I know you've got that Airstream trailer in the meadow by the river, and that's it serves coffee and cocktails at night. And so then the people check in, they go to their tent, they kibitz about, mill about. What do they do while they're there?
A lot of things. They can do in-suite massages. We have yoga on the deck on the river every Sunday morning. We have a pond that they can fish in. You can fly fish on the river. Right now, the Vermilion is more like a wading river than it is a swimming river. We do guided hikes. They can go pick wildflowers. In the evening, we do whiskey and chocolate flights, wine and cheese flights. And we do these beautiful picnics. We have 7 different picnic areas. So and they're all themed. So we just did a picnic for 18 bridesmaids and their bride, and it was a boho style picnic, and it was just beautiful, and the girls just had an amazing time.
I guess people could do things off grounds too. They could go to Starved Rock, they could golf nearby, they could take a bike ride, right?
Yeah, we have bikes on the property that the guests are allowed to take, and we are so close to our amazing state parks, Matheson State Park, which now has acres and acres of blooming sunflowers. Yeah. It's just beautiful. Yeah. And Starved Rock State Park, they are only within 4 or 5 miles from camp. And then we're right in the middle of some really great small towns. Utica is a very quaint town that has lots of things to do, lots of great places to eat. We're only a few miles away from Ottawa, which you talk about often, and LaSalle, Peru. So we're right kind of in the middle of a perfect weekend getaway vacation spot.
Utica is kind of a little unsung hero of those four towns, LaSalle, Peru, Ottawa, Utica. Utica has got a couple of blocks on the main street there, and they kind of close them off, and there's a bunch of restaurants and bars and a wine bar and a great chicken place everybody knows called Skoog's and so forth. And people eat out, and it's just a very nice, kind of cool dining scene, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And they really, Utica, I give them all the credit in the world because they are really embracing the tourism in the Starved Rock country area. And, you know, with our guests, they like to, you know, sleep in late, come have their breakfast, yeah, and be casual in the morning. And then most of them leave camp for the afternoon, and they go out and they do things, and then they come back early. You know, it's always 5 o'clock at Camp Arimony, but the Airstream opens up at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they'll come in and have some cocktails and have a nice dinner, and then enjoy the dark skies and stargazing and their campfires.
Okay. By the way, one last thing. I noticed on your website that you had a picture of a long, long, long table, like you might see in a movie where all the glamorous or people are having this wonderful dinner in a field with tall grass and flowers or something. You must
right.
know the picture I'm talking about. What is that?
I do.
And how do I get to do that?
Okay, so we do have public events that we invite the public to. We do, on this coming Saturday, we have a Jimmy Buffett tribute night where we're having the acclaimed boat drunks come, and we're having a big Jimmy Buffett party. So we invite the public to come with us, come see us then. And then the following Saturday, the 27th, we have it's called Dinner in the Field, where we're serving a 5-course meal executed by our executive chef. And we're having some live jazz and light jazz and some folk art music right out there in the field, right by the pond and the river.
What's the date on that?
That's the 27th.
27th of July.
Okay. July. Mm-hmm.
Right around the corner.
And they can get tickets online for both events.
Okay, that's...
And also...
Go ahead.
If you live close, we do have every Wednesday night, we have, we're open to the public for what we call Wednesday Night Live, where it's very casual dining out on our big deck that overlooks the river. And we also bring in a local artist to provide music for us.
Yeah, yeah, it's really nice what you do all there, and it's all really well done. Camp Aramoni.
Thank you.
Camp Aramoni, CampAramoni.com for all of this. And a lot of the weekends are taken, but it's summertime, so maybe you can get away on a weekday as well. You can click through their calendar and see when you want to go and what they've got available. There's a bunch of different tents. Pick the one you like, pick the date, and enjoy Camp Aramoni. Okay.
Nice. Yeah, and we like to say, come as a stranger and leave as a friend, because you're going to be treated like kings and queens.
Jennifer Bias is the owner, CampAramoni.com. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks, John.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch. We just finished talking to Jennifer Bias, the owner of Camp Aramoni. 815 texted in to say, just wanted to say I went to Camp Aramoni Wednesday, July 3rd for music and dinner on the deck because of your commercials on WGN. We told our waitress we were from Rockford, Illinois, and we heard your commercial on the John Williams Show. Jennifer and Tim came to our table and chatted with us for a while and then gave us a tour of the campsite because of your commercial and us talking about it. So thank you for the ad that made us take the trip from Rockford Wednesday night. It was a great time. We hope to be able to go for the overnight stay in those awesome tents, says Julie and Jim, listening in Loves Park, Illinois. Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, that was that Wednesday thing she was talking about. It's all at CampAramoni.com to find out more.